Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. My sermon this morning is short because it is wedged between two profound gospels. The triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem amidst palm branches waving and shouts of praise, and the betrayal, abandonment, and death of Jesus Christ. It is hard to take in and process such an emotional shift. From celebration as we sang, "All glory, laud, and honor to thee, Redeemer King," to shock. For next we shall hear the narrative reading of the events surrounding the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Emotional shifts challenge us all the time. So my sermon revolves around three questions. The first question: have you ever been at a party, a game, a meeting, or at church on a Sunday morning, and appears that everyone seems to be happy or in a positive mood but you? You hear the noise on the outside, but inside, you are distracted. Your interior heaviness might be for something difficult or disappointing that is going on in your life, or the fear of something that looms in the future. And so I wonder if this is how Jesus felt as he entered Jerusalem, looking fine on the outside, but on the inside, was he sober and quiet? He knew he was entering a city he would never leave alive. Jesus knew he was on a collision course with the religious leaders of the city. He healed and taught and preached radically different than the people were used to, and they ate it up. They were starving to hear that God loved them, and Jesus showed it. Thus, the second question: why did Jesus have to die? Or, since we are not theologians, who was Jesus that 2,000 years later, millions annually commemorate this coming week as Holy Week? Before the Gospels were even written, Paul wrote to the Philippians the beginning of an answer. We just heard it read. Jesus was God. But Jesus did not exploit this equality with God. Jesus took on human flesh and in humility served us. And in doing so, Jesus revealed the heart of God, love. Jesus focused his whole life in loving service, in setting others free from whatever they were trapped, whether physical or emotional, spiritual or mental. Jesus served people. The religious leaders tried to control people, enforcing religious laws. Jesus tried to set people free on the inside out. But there is also a cost in being faithful. Jesus let go of his equality with God and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus went so far as to tell his disciples, "If you want to become my follower, deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow me." Jesus bore his cross and accepted his fate, the consequences of faithful love. Now, each of us is called to take up our cross. In other words, to accept our mission, our vision, our circumstances, our responsibilities, no matter what the cost. Difficult, challenging moments happen to all of us. Yes, the cross comes to each of us in our lives. Our child or spouse dies. We lose a job. A routine doctor's visit reveals we have a terminal disease. We go through the pain of divorce. We come to a point we can finally no longer deny we have an addiction. We suffer misunderstanding. So the third question is this. At such times, will we be strong enough to bear our pain, to carry our cross? Are we willing, like Jesus, to give our lives and wills to God? If we relied on our own resources, the answer would have to be no. We are not. But Abraham Lincoln said, "I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I have no other place to go." When you realize you cannot control the outcome of anything, it is a moment of decision and a moment of grace. It is time then to say to God, "Help, I can't do this. I can't bear this on my own." In the middle of a sleepless night, pray, "Lord, take over." Faith is a demonstration that we rely on God. Hope is born in discovering that God is with us. Love flows from a grateful heart. The cross of Jesus Christ is the cost of love that points to the resurrection. That is our hope. That in the middle of feeling I can't survive one more moment, we will. The cross of Jesus Christ has become our good news. Every death, every disappointment, no matter how big or small, will never defeat us. If we entrust ourselves to God, we shall rise again. Amen.